Yes. Somebody that drives fast. Okay, now here's a good example. Mm-hmm. Drive an automobile, reckless or fast. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a fool. He should know better.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fool.
Mm-hmm. And someone who has a lot of money but won't spend any money at all, you say that he's a...
Stingy.
Or say that he is a...
Tightwad.
Okay. And when you use the word common about a person, what does that mean?
Common?
Mm-hmm.
I say that he was the average
mm-hmm.
person in the surrounding area.
Mm-hmm. It's not insulting then to be called common? Or?
Well, I guess maybe. I would say that it is, just a slight.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody... I think it's the nature of a person to want to be just a little bit higher than the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Now they say if I'm a common person in Warsaw,
mm-hmm.
well, I go along with it, but I feel, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a slight insult.
Yeah. What if you say that a girl is very common? Does that take on another meaning?
Yes. Low.
Does it have more of a sexual meaning, or does...
Well, it could be associated that way. No. Well, anyway, definitely sex comes in.
Uh-huh. You think of it more as a moral meaning?
Right.
Immoral?
Right.
And say if you're talking about an older person who maybe up in his 80s, but still gets around real well for his age, still real active, you'd say, oh, I don't care how old he is, he's mighty what for his age?
I say active.
Okay. Any other words you've heard?
Well, able to get around
uh-huh.
for his age. That's very commonly used.
Mm-hmm.
More than active in this community here, what I'm talking about.
Because
mm-hmm. there's a lot of old people,
mm-hmm.
like you said, that are able to get around.
Mm-hmm.
But
what about a word like spry or feisty or peppy?
Well, that last word's never used. What'd you say?
Peppy.
Peppy?
Uh-huh.
Maybe used sometime, but...
None of those sound real familiar.
No. He gets around real well to be as old as he is.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's real active
mm-hmm.
to be 80 years old, just like the lady you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She's real active.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you say... Well, I don't
but let me talk. Let me tell you something. I know that you in here trying to gather some information, but I feel like that the biggest percentage are the people in the Warsaw area.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know what kind of people that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you went and sit down with them tonight and ask them this question, they say, "Well, he's mighty spry."
Mm-hmm.
They don't say peppy, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they would use the word spry quite a bit. But like you say, I would say that he was real active for
mm-hmm.
that age.
The
but now you're not getting, I mean, like I say, I don't think you're hunting that anyway, but you're not getting a real true meaning of this particular word and these other things that I've heard that you've asked. That the biggest portion of the people in Warsaw would say one thing, whether I might say another, I'm not trying to say I do know those people.
Uh-huh. You say something different because you're younger, or
well,
you're
what
better
little bit
educated
education than I have.
Uh-huh.
And then another thing is most people's got TV,
mm-hmm.
and you hear this, and a lot of people don't go to church. You asked me some questions in here about the Bible,
mm-hmm.
but I know because I go to church.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some that don't go and they wouldn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's other questions that you ask. That's just like the other day when you asked me about